Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Mueller Incorporated is a leading manufacturer of prefabricated steel buildings and residential metal roofing. For more than 85 years, our business has been built on a solid foundation of customer trust, satisfaction, and of course, a quality product. People like Texas Tom depend on Mueller.
Anybody can sell you a metal building. Mueller thinks outside the box. They work closely with the people that are erecting these buildings. They have a great coordination, great communication, and it's a very smooth transaction. I trust Mueller all the way. I have the assurance that Mueller is going to be here in the future when I need to expand my business, and I know that the quality will be the same year after year.
We want shopping for a steel building or metal roof for your home to be a pleasant experience. Mueller's goal is to understand your needs and provide help and assurance before, during, and after your purchase. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com.
Well, today's cattle futures market ended up today really strong. The June live cattle bounced finally to close $1.40 higher at 114.42. You know, yesterday the market went down and closed near the lowest it's been all year long in 2021. So today's rally back was kind of met with a lot of optimism and everybody trying to pick the low here. But the June live cattle were up $1.40. The August up $1.10 at 117.72. The October up $1.35 at 123.10. Feeder cattle were $1.72 higher at 131.47. The August up $2.05 at 145.22. August right there, again, bouncing off of yesterday's really a double bottom here. Yesterday and today had about the same low. So hopefully today closing higher here, it'll be somewhat of a reversal. And we can at least get back half of what we've given back. Since the first part of April, it went from 162 all the way down to about 142. So about, I don't know, 152 or so is also the 20 and 50-day moving averages right there. So it'll be interesting to see if we can get back to those levels. The June hogs today were up 87 at 114.42. They continue to make new highs here. And, you know, yesterday and today, really, the June lean hogs and June live cattle were the same price, which is pretty bizarre.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Superior Livestock will be offering over 30,000 head in their next regular video auction, broadcast live on Thursday, May 6th at 8 a.m. on Dish Network Satellite 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 30,000 head plus 9,100 yearling steers, 8,100 yearling heifers, 5,600 weaned calves, and 6,500 calves on cows. If you'd like more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Well, today's grain futures markets continue their surge here. We had the December corn up 24 and a quarter. It was the strongest of the grain. So now we're rallying really, really strongly in the new crop corn. So it's a welcome sight here as that contract went and made new highs. The May corn, the front month, was up 8.5 at 7.53. The May beans and July beans up 4 and 5 cents. The November beans up 19.5 at 13.82 3/4. So those didn't make new highs, but they're right on it. On the previous highs at the end of April. July Kansas City wheat up was up 17 3/4 at 7.17 even. That's also not a high back at the end of April. It went over 7.35, so about 20 cents away from the high there in the July Kansas City wheat. Cotton today looks like it's going to be up about 34 in December at 85.40. They've really been in that mid-85 range for since the middle of April, and really, I guess you could really say since the middle of February. The crop is being planted. We're actually on pace and on time for the corn and bean crops in the Midwest. So it doesn't look like there's any real problem.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.